from the Belleville Tenant Action Group.
Do my best. It's on a bit of a personal note, but it's tagged. My name is Nicole. I'm a member of the Tenant Action Group. I became a member early this year after the crash of Christmas, as it is every Christmas, when we have to pay our soaring rents, half if we're lucky, high heating bills, winter clothing, and still somehow make the season shine for the kids and keep them fed too. At this time last year, I was facing eviction, hydro cutoffs, one after the other. I was working at Sears for minimum wage, and I just couldn't do it anymore. Any other year, I would just ride out the eviction, move, and make up for the heat and hydro. I don't know what was different than any other year, but this year I decided to attend the tribunal hearing. I thought I had already been evicted. Well, it was like angels were looking over me or something. But at the tribunal, I met Sam Kuhn and learned I had rights. Shortly after, I met Catherine Davis. Both are representatives, were representatives of Prince Edward Legal Services. There's something special about Sam Kuhn and Catherine Davis. They take their work personal, and they take it that extra mile to help anyone. Through my crisis, I learned there was a bigger, complex political picture to my struggles as a single mother. And the two of them fight every face of that ball for the people, for the silent statistics. Recently, Sam and Catherine had been fired from legal services for doing exactly what they were hired to do. And this is an injustice. I'd like Hastings and Prince Edward Legal Services to know that it did not go unnoticed by our community. Two very important people, individuals that truly served the people of our community. And why? Because they go that extra mile. I can't let that go. To me and my community, Sam and Catherine meant security and hope. Valentine's Day of this year, Michelle Leering, head of Hastings and Prince Edward Legal Services, was a product of an article written about tenant evictions and lack of affordable housing, taking action, a subject she obviously had no knowledge of. Maybe since the art, knowledge of, sorry, 10 months ago, since 10 months ago, since the article came out, what has Hastings and Prince Edward Legal Services done for the people that Sam and Catherine do every day? That seemed to be a huge loss to the people of our community, our voice. Why is it that Hastings Prince Edward Legal Services felt they had to silence Saint Catherine and Sam from making the truth a reality to the people directly affected by our government's cruel policies? We will not be silenced. Sam, Catherine, and the members of TAG are going to continue to fight the struggle, and it doesn't matter what microphone we use, we will be heard. I'd like to thank Sam, Catherine, and all my fellow comrades in TAG and surrounding community coalitions. I'd like anyone needlessly fighting a one-way battle to contact us. Let us help. Don't let them hold you down before the storm. Sam, Catherine, your loss was not in vain. We will be heard. There will be affordable housing for all. Thank you.